Oh, it's so
it was, it's real good the first day or the second day, you know. But it's
yeah, just a little sliver. That's not a hunk.
This is not a sliver. This is a hunk.
This afternoon, I'm going to make a little, or sometime, I'm going to make a pound cake. I'm going to make a sour cream cake.
They tell me that they are really good.
Mm-hmm. I'll bring you a piece. I guess you're making it. I'd be fine me bringing Miss Mary something. Now, that's a fine thing.
That'd be good.
It's good at cooking.
I can't cook good.
Don't tell me.
Mm-mm.
I was thinking about that.
This is delicious. Darling, wouldn't it be something if we could be like we used to and do everything we wanted to and eat what we wanted to and had everything that we wanted to eat? Get big as a house? And
they don't get so big anymore, do they?
I think one of the wonderful things, though, is that you we've got people like you who can remember those things.
Yeah.
That's next to having it.
I think a garden would be worth more than any one thing a fellow could do. In money, and it'd improve his eating. And it'd be healthy. I see so many people who hate to buy these vegetables, they almost feel like they're buying that poison in them, you see? The vegetables.
They got all kind of old spray on them, and they got all kind of old fertilizer on them.
That's right. So you got chemicals underneath and chemicals up above.
Well, if you see anything or can find out, yep, Mr. Williams, if he's got any hay for sale.
Yes, how much would you like? 10 tons, you say?
Yeah, I expect so. If it's real good hay,
yeah.
I don't want none that's cured, you know, weather like this.
Yes.
I want it to get it in a good dry time.
Well, you'll be right here at him. You can go look at it in the field.
Wonder does he deliver it?
He got a big truck. I'm sure he does. You'd rather have him deliver it?
Mm-hmm. Have to on account of Marvin being away from home.
Oh, that's right. He'd be taken up during the week, and you'd want to just bring it on and not have to rehandle it, wouldn't you?
That's right. Well, Miss Mary, that makes it right expensive for you, doesn't it? Hey,
it sure does.
You'd have to pay around a dollar, a dollar and a quarter. Ooh.
It's terrible. And then if I knew, you know, what I know now, not put down that fertilizer on that pound gold and save that money. But it's all going out.
Maybe you can sell some more cash at 50 cents a pound.
No, I doubt that. I didn't have but one to sell for that one half a calf.
Well, that's some price.
Sure is.
I'll show you a ticket sometime when you're over that way.
Yes, I'd love to see one. I'd love to see that ticket. I'd keep that.
Wonder what the 300, 400, and 500 pound ones were selling.
Well, Marion said that the 300, 400, and 500 don't bring quite as much as the small.
No.
But golly, if they brought anywhere close.
Well, I heard him and Toby talking about that yesterday, and Toby said it paid to sell them smaller so you got more out of them.
Does Toby have cattle?
Yes, he has cattle. Mm-hmm.
Where does Toby live?
In Gainesville.
Oh, he lives there in town.
That's right.
Well, where does he have his cattle?
He has a place. It's out on the Orange Heights Road after you leave Hawthorne.
Yeah.
He has a place out there and he's got his cows out there.
He just don't live out there.
No, he don't live out there. His wife's got to live in town, you know.
Oh.
She works in town and of course she wants to live there. She's a nurse.
Yeah. Too much of this travel. She doesn't like to travel every day. Does Marvin still go way on out there?
Way on out past the Devil's Mill offer.
But he don't have to drive his own truck.
He sure does. He don't drive his truck. Didn't you see that little Falcon we got?
Yes.
Well, he drives that.
Is that new?
No, ma'am.
Good one. Nice one, wasn't it?
It ain't give us 5 minutes worth of trouble. We paid $200 and a quarter for it.
Gosh, you know whether there's any more?
Well, I don't know whether there's any more like that or not. We got it from the Chevrolet people. I asked him, I said, Marvin was writing it up. I was mad as heck because I had to give him $225. I said, how many days is that old wreck out there guaranteed? Oh, he said 365 days and 10,000 miles. And I said, yeah, that's what I figured. But it hasn't give us 1 minute's trouble. I put 4 brand new tires on it.
Oh, did you?
Spin on it.
$225.
Where you buy your tires?
At
Farmers Mutual sells tires.
No, I don't buy them there. Town Tire Company.
Yeah, I know.
You know where the police station is, and right on down there's a little old second-handed place. Well,
yes.
Right in there by that Town Tire place.
Now here's the boy, Mr. Right. Thompson, that owns that.
That's Ajax.
Didn't you just hear tell me I could get him for $100 and a quarter?
Well, maybe a lock of hair for that.
Well, he ain't no good. You can't ride him.
Well, you can't ride any horse that age.
Do you still have your pretty horse, is mean?
Oh, yeah, she's over in the pasture. The old Dolly.
Yeah.
Dolly.
Dolly.
She's not mean except to strangers or children.
That's right. And I think she's got out of that. She's getting old, you know.
Yeah. Well, now, she took right after that little child who was it? Was that one of Shirley's children? When I was over there one day. They is over there in the field, you know, and she came right up there. I forget who that was.
It must have been some of Pat's kids.
Does Marvin ride her?
He don't ride her, but now he did. That was his cow horse. Since he got old Joker, the gray horse.
Oh, he rides Joker?
He rides Joker.
Well, this sort of weather, someplace he goes, he'd need to ride a horse, wouldn't he?
In the woods? No, we can go in the truck. You see, we got a grade all the way through the pasture.
Will your cattle come when you call them?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, that's something.
Tell it to spoil them, train them.
Well, that's one reason for using them.
Yes, sir, that, this moisture, with all this moisture, everybody ought to have something in the ground.
They sure have.
The grass, it is a good mess. Now, have you got plenty of fertilizer on the other grass?
Oh, yeah.
What do you put?
10-10.
Yeah.
10-10-10, I think.
Once a year?
Once a year.
Don't you ever make any Bahia hay?
We did last year.
Oh, and it pretty good?
It was pretty good, and we're planning on making some more.
Now, where is that, over behind you?
No, that's over at the other place.
Oh, yes.
Down near Cross Creek. Well, I'm going to put up some if I get weather.
Well, let me see. They tell me if you fertilize that like you do the Pandora, it'll make hay too. But I never fertilize it that much. 400-500 pounds is the right smart fertilizer for me.
Sure is.
Sorry about your Pandora.
I am too, but it's just one of them things. It went bye-bye.
Mr. Guthrie couldn't do anything about that road, could he?
Not a thing.
So he just had to put up with it.
That's right.
He was perfectly satisfied with an old gray road.
That's right. He wanted it just like it was.
Did it raise your taxes?
Did it? Yes, ma'am. Taking out a lot of our trees. It was 30 feet. And they're taking some, you know, from the Cross Creek Road over there, but we didn't get a penny out of it.
You didn't?
No, we didn't get a penny. They didn't pay us nothing for it. They said it was a county road. If it had been state, why they would have paid for it.
I never heard of that.
Seems like you can't win.
May come a man there this summer, driving up to the back door, and he wanted to buy an acre of land up there next to Pat's in the pasture. And I said, yeah. I said, I'll give you $115 an acre for it. I said, you would. I sure will. And I said, well, you sure won't, because I ain't going to take that. And he said that he wanted to dig a pit out there. And when he left it, of course, it would be mine. I said, well, what do I want with a hole in the ground? You'd have a good water hole. I said, I don't need it. I got one right down there in the back of the field. So I wouldn't talk to him about it, and he wanted to rent an acre from me down there at the mailbox in the corner to park his equipment. I said, no, I can't do that either. I said, you go down there and dig up my grass and tear up my fence, and you go away from here leaving me the bag to hold. No, I won't. I said, yeah, Joe Henry Anderson told me that too. So he goes on, and he seen Mr. Hoggins. Mr. Hoggins let him have an acre right down there in the corner next to mine. And he is going to put in a pit there. So I got a letter from the zoning board telling me that they had been zoned and they was going to put it in. So I just went in and I called my lawyer. And I asked him about it, and he said, bring the letter up here. He says, I'll stop it. So I carried it up there, and he went up there to the board meeting, and he put a stop to it. So the man got mad then, and he wouldn't take Zane's land. And I told him, and I told him when he first went, I said, how you going to get in there? You're going to go in at Zane's front gate and go all the way around? I said, you ain't going to go through my pasture. But he wouldn't take it.
Now, what was he up to? He had machinery?
He had the machinery. See, he got a contract for building that road from Cross Creek, from Island Grove to Cross Creek and on out to the Hawthorne Road. He's working on it now.
Oh. Well, he'd be there a long time.
He'll be there a long time.
Oh, I better check my window.
Yeah, what are they going to do? Widen it?
No, just put some hard surface on it.
Oh, I see.
It sounds bad, don't it?
Yeah. Well, now, what about Anderson? What'd he do?
He went in and tore up my grass and tore up my yard and burned up two pumps for me, hauling water. And didn't pay me near a penny for it. Didn't fix my yard, tore down my fence.
What was he doing?
He was paving the road from that goes by my house.
Oh, way back there.
Mm-hmm. Right, that road that goes right by my house, from Mekinoke to Cross Creek Road.
How long has that been there? 5 years?
Yeah, I imagine it's been there longer than that.
6, 7 years?
I imagine.
Yeah, I hadn't been down here long when they put that
store. You know, I sure worked went on home.
Yeah, this is a nice little town. But I'd say we don't need it too much right now.
It won't hurt you.
Okay.
It won't hurt you. More rain, more rest. More rest, more grass.
Yeah. Now, what's this hole you've got in the back there?
That's a hole that they dug in the back of the field to get sand to go on that River Styx Road.
When was that?
When they built that road.
Oh, when they built the River Styx Road.
Mm-hmm.
Not the pavement.
Yeah.
Oh.
The pavement.
I thought you had a pond or something back there anyhow already.
No, it weren't a pond. It was just a low place.
Yeah.
And we let them dig it out so we'd have a water hole.
You didn't have a water hole before then?
Uh-uh, no.
Well, I thought you had fish and all back there.
Well, I did, but I carried them down there and put them in that place.
And just let them grow?
Just let them grow. Mm-hmm.
You mean before they
Oh no, it was after they dug the pit.
Yeah.
The hole.
Well, where did you all used to fish?
In Orange Lake in Lac Lucie.
Oh, I see. None of them prairies or swamps around there.
Oh,
were
no.
Were there holes big enough for fish?
Not that I know of.
Well, now, this one back here, this one, I back up on it. That's right in front of Mr. Garrett, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's got big holes in it with trout in it.
You know I've catfished that place?
Oh, have you?
Yes, sir. We used to put it out a lot and frog hunted it, too. If it's that one right in front of Mr. Garrett.
That's it.
We used to catch the biggest old spots out of that place. That's been many years ago, though.
Yeah. Was it pretty good eating?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. They used to fish right there in that swamp right there back of me, right in front of Mr. Gallagher.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, with that prairie we used to.
Yeah.
Who does that belong to now?
It belongs to three people. The Richardsons, Ben Franklin, and I don't know, it seemed like somebody else. Maybe it's two or three of the Richardsons on it. And Ben Franklin. Ben Franklin has a hand in it. And they keep it out there for ducks. You see, they have ducks anymore. They have boats that got along.
I guarantee you, they don't want nobody to fish or hunt in there.
Huh?
They don't want anybody to hunt or fish in them.
Well, there's been that Hannah boy used to keep that airboat over there two nights a week.
He did.
Oh, and it's so noisy. I don't know if him done it, but he since he's been off it, I haven't heard it.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess in time a lot of people have been over there. Why wouldn't they regulate that?
Sounds bad, doesn't it?
Yeah. We could use a day of sunshine, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was just thinking in the kitchen, smells so musty.
Just to dry up our clothes.
Mm-hmm. I noticed so many people have wash on the line. Up and down here.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
You know, that sounds bad.
That picked out the wrong way. Yeah. Sound like it might set in.
Now, Doris has her wash hanging on the porch and all around. And Bessie has some clothes on.
She might stop down there and
visit with. Yeah, I got to see Daisy.
Oh, I bet she would like that.
Now, you knew Daisy when she lived up there.
That's right.
What all did she do then?
Just everything. She picked beans and washed for people and ironed for people and just done any and everything that come to hand.
And raise a family.
Yes, that's right.
Now her children were little then, weren't they?
That's right. That's right.
Well, now, did she ever work for you all?
No, she's never worked a day in her life for us.
Washing?
No.
Making syrup?
No, sir.
Well, that's curious. You all didn't hire people?
Not very much. We never was able to afford it.
Just done it yourself.
Oh, that's right.
Well, now, I never pictured Mr. Guthrie as being working much, but I guess when he
did. Mr. Guthrie used to work all the time. He was trapping, or he was driving cows, or butchering beef, or working on the farm, and he always, that's something, he always had plenty to eat.
Yeah.
He had a garden all the time. Yes, sir, Mr. Guthrie did work.
had all those cattle. That was his principal income.
Mm-hmm.
And all the others on the side.
Mm-hmm. And he liked to ride.
And he liked to ride. He rode just, well, he rode a lot of times when he wasn't able to go. When he just wasn't able.
After he wasn't doing that well.
That's right. He rode for years after the doctors forbid him to ride.
Oh, really?
He sure did.
I saw that picture you had made, remade, in color, wasn't it? You never saw that face sometimes.
No, when I'm over there, I left
on his. He was on his horse.
Made from a, what was that made from?
A little old snapshot.
Yeah.
There was a girl that come out from the university sitting out in the road one Sunday evening. She's taking sketches of the old Jackson house. She was painting. And she asked him to let her take his picture. He'd been cow hunting and he's come along. So he said, okay. And she says, I'll send you one. So she sent him some pictures.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And you got some more?
Mm-hmm.
Did he build that house?
Yes, sir, he said he did. I had the front porch put on it. It used to have a wooden porch.
Yeah.
But I had the porch put on it.
And now you never use it?
The front porch? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I used it.
You ever see him on the front porch thing?
No, but I imagine you do use it. Because
mm-hmm.
When I go, I generally just.
Well, I don't
I would like to have seen Daisy when she was a young person. I see her now, going up and down the road, you know, with her cane. And she's got a cute little round, stick. She's got a cute little round face, even now. I'd like to have seen her when she was younger.
She talked?
Daisy? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Would you say she talks now, Faye?
I'd say you'd have to know Daisy, but she talks, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Yeah, she talks.
What is she talking about? What is she talking about?
Oh, just different things about what we used to do and places we used to go and things like that.
Well, where did you used to go?
Oh, just go to McIntosh and Micanopy and places like that.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
How did you go?
Well, we went with a car.
Whose car?
Mine, old Malty.
Your Malty?
You mean you had no Malty?
Yeah. We used to have an old, what's the name of that old Maxwell? Mr. Guthrie had an old Maxwell.
Yeah.
It had the shift on the outside and it had kerosene lamps. Of course, I never seen that old car run, but I helped destroy it. It was up there under the shed and it had a lot of copper and brass on it, you know. And I just imagine seeing that old kissing lamp thing coming down the sand road. Be like Lum and Abner was. I seen a picture one time when a car come along and Lum and Abner run, jump the picket fence, you know, to get out of the way of it.
That kissing lamp on both sides.
Well, what'd you do with it?
I drove it off in back of the field down there.
Just let it
rust
out?
Yeah, just let it rust out. It wasn't no good dust.
But you could drive it down there?
No, we had to drag it.
Yeah, I see.
Well, if you had it now, everybody'd come around and look at it, wouldn't they?
Sure would. I don't see why in the world I didn't save it.
That's right. You could get some money out of it.
Well, now, where all did you go in your Model T?
I used to go to Gainesville. I'd get up and drive to Gainesville. I'd go to Cross City. I'd go to Palatka, and I went to Green Cove Springs, and I went to Ocala, and I went to Jacksonville.
Why, you just went around.
You mean you just trotted everywhere?
Yeah, I just went everywhere.
By yourself?
No, no, Mr. Guthrie was with me, or someone. I never did do much traveling by myself.
Has Daisy ever go with you?
Uh-uh, no. But she used to go with me to Micanopy and McIntosh. McIntosh, you know, used to be a booming little town.
Yeah.
And on Saturday evenings, well, on Friday evenings, all the darkies would be looking forward to being in McIntosh Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah.
They had to be in McIntosh.
Yeah. And Daisy too?
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir. She put on her little Stark Bernard petticoat.
Yeah, I can imagine that.
Put on what?
Her little Stark Bernard petticoat.
Yeah.
Don't you remember when people used to wear their petticoats starched so?
Yeah.
And they used to, women, I can remember when they used to sew paper. They'd have big ruffles and sew paper around the ruffle to make them rattle. Dang! I ain't kidding up
in the news.
That's right.
And make them rattle.
Yeah! They wanted the petticoats to rattle.
Swish.
And Daisy never was very big,
too. But she wanted that petticoat to run.
And she'd swish off down the night.
Oh, yeah.
Well, now, how'd she get on there?
Oh, different ways. She didn't have any other way. She'd walk.
With that petticoat?
Yeah. Yeah, but that's okay.
Well, really?
No wonder. No wonder that old Uncle Coleman slip off with her once in a while.
And Priscilla would be jealous. I bet she was cute.
She was.
And now, that's all dusty road to walk in. You couldn't wear the Sunday shoes.
Oh, yeah. You know what we'd do? We'd pull off our shoes and carry them until we got near about where we was going and then slip on our shoes. We'd go.
Can't you see that?
Yeah, that's the way people did.
Put them in a paper sack.
Do you know where the nigger church is down there just below you, Mr.?
I know right where it is. Been there a lot of times. At Center Point.
Well, did you ever hear tell of that nigger killing that white girl there?
No.
They did. Well, there used to be a two-story house set just beyond that where that church is.
On the same side.
Mm-hmm. And there was an old fellow in the name of Bridges. And he and his granddaughter lived there. And this colored boy, I knew his name, but I can't think of it now. But anyway, he worked for this old man. And Grandpa Bridges had his gun, I think, out hunting a rabbit, you know, walking around. And this nigger, he attacked this girl. And you know where the, right down to where the road goes to, into the McIntosh Road and the other turns to Orange Lake down at Boardman?
Mm-hmm.
Well, right there's where he cut her throat. And so old Grandpa come to the house, you know, and he had his gun. And he walked up on them and said, I think that's the way it was. Anyway, he found them, or somebody found them, and they was fighting. And this nigger killed him, though. Shot and killed him. And it's been a long time ago. And he went to Evingston, and he caught the train. The train, passenger train, come along. You know, maybe it was freight. I don't know. But anyway, he caught that there train, and he went into town. Well, they was after him, and they got him. And they brought that Mr. Young gentleman back there, and there was an old stump. It looked to me like a live oak stump there. And they hung that Mr. Gentleman up there, and they shot him all to pieces. They didn't have no trouble.
Oh, really? And you were living here at the time?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, that puts fear in them for a while, then. And Miss Daisy didn't walk for free after that.
Well, Miss, that happened before Miss Daisy come here. See, she come here from Georgia.
Yeah.
The black shares that own the place where Mr. Geiger, they own that place. My uncle used to live there and worked for him. A fellow by the name of Blackshear from Blackshear, Georgia, brought Daisy's family down here. That's how come Daisy here. She wasn't even here then.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they brought her down here from
mm-hmm.
Georgia.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah.
Brought Daisy and Daisy's family from Georgia down here.
Yeah.
There was a fellow by the name of Blackshear that bought this place that Mr. Geiger's on. And there was another house on that place. And Daisy lived in that house out there in the Orange Grove, right by the road.
What, a little nigger shack?
No, it was a pretty good house. A lot of white people lived in it.
Oh.
But she lived in that place.
Yeah. Oh, she did.
And she didn't go back to Georgia.
Yeah. Well, now, that fellow you were talking about a while ago, Clark, then, didn't own the place.
Oh, no, huh? No, he didn't. He didn't own it. He come down here with the same man, I think, Blackshear. No, Mr. Clark never did own it that I know of.
So Blackshear was the man with the money.
That's right.
And the rest of them done work, and Clark had all the family.
That's right.
So many of them, they had food up with both ends.
That's right. They had two dishes. They'd have two dishes of everything on the table.
With 14
But they
children.
Was the happiest family you ever seen.
Yeah. But they didn't stay long.
They stayed down here quite a while. I don't know just how long, but they stayed here quite a while.
Well, Daisy and Ben, I guess Ben.
That's right. Big Ben. Are they together?
Yeah. Have they had that up and down?
No, I mean they have.
I can look at Granddaddy and tell the way he wears that hat.
Even back then?
Oh, yeah. They've been separated, I don't know how many times.
Separated?
Yes, separated. You know, I don't know where you know where the New Richardson house is, right down the road. Well, just this side of there, there's a big house up there. Daisy and Ben used to live there, and that's where they parted.
Oh, yes, I remember that old house out of that big magnolia.
Mm-hmm.
That was here after I got here.
Yeah,
well. I don't know who lived in it or if anybody lived in it. I don't know when she moved.
But her and Ben was separated then.
You mean when she moved down there to the house, they'd separated?
No, no.
Or
it's
afterwards they got there?
Afterwards. Because I used to stop by there and see Daisy. And they were separated then.
Well, how did she get along?
Daisy? She worked up at Mr. Richardson's.
She took out of the South.
And she's got boys and girls that helped her. And I imagine that old Ben did too. I imagine Ben helped her along.
Even after he was
It was just a spurt. They was just jealous.
Oh, I see.
They just come and go.
That's right.
I see.
Now, since both of them's got to where they ain't no count, why they don't care. They can live together.
My granddaddy was right. I mean, Ben was right sporty. He still puts on that big wide brim bright hat and pushes it up there on the
coccyx. Cigarette hanging out the corner of his mouth.
Yeah, Son, I tell you one thing, it won't do to sit around and listen to us talk.
I don't know, it might do some good.
Oh, shoot.
Well, I don't know, somehow I think that was about the high point in this country long back in there, you see. Before they got so many automobiles and so many old paved roads and, you know, all so many outsiders coming in, you had a little, it moves fast, you know people a little longer. And I'd just soon go down to McIntosh on Saturday night as anywhere I know to go. I'd just soon go over there as anywhere.
Yeah, but that used to be a little prosperous little place. You ever been to Winston?
Yeah.
Well, they tell me that used to be the town.
Oh, really?
It was an orange grove.
Yeah.
And they said it was booming.
And beautiful big old houses.
Yeah, beautiful. Why in the world do they want to tear them houses down?
You tell me. Put up a concrete block.
That's right. I don't know. See, we never did know.
Did you know they had a tame woodpecker?
Say what?
You know they had a tame woodpecker? Comes up there and eats something.
They did.
They do.
Right.
He was there a while ago.
I tell you, we have Cardinals too who like that soot. It's real pretty, you know. You'd be there washing dishes, and don't you have a bird feeder at your house?
No, I don't.
Well, you ought to. Ask the guy to get you, make you one. There's more company. Of course, they don't come as often now, you know, since there's grain out to eat. But we keep feed on the feeder in the wintertime.
Mm-hmm.
They bring their little ones up there.
I've been after Marvin for the longest to build me a little bird house and let me keep feeding there for the birds and squirrels, but he just don't ever get to it.
Well, you catch him sometime.
Do you reckon that cloud's gone?
Well, it's sort of overcast. It might just sprinkle a lot, but I believe that particular thing is stuck.
You know, I need to go home if that man was to call.
Well, let's see what the sky looks like.
But it's raising. Do you reckon it back here? Is that coming or going?
Look out there, guy, and see what you think the cloud's gonna do.
I just can't get out in the lightning. I'm not afraid of anything but the lightning.
You don't have to see nothing.
It don't seem to be bad.
No, I believe it's gonna be alright. Do you want somebody to follow you home?
No, ma'am.
Well, I don't want you to be frightened.
No, I won't. I'm gonna stop down there with Daisy a few minutes.
Yeah.
Well, I wish you would, you know.
Are you going to go to the end of town?
Hey?
Yeah.
Go down there and see if
that
thing's there, right up here.
Well, I could do that. Would you like to do that? And then I'll keep you from getting out of the weather.
Yeah, it's sort of funny down there. You don't know how.
Yeah, let me see if I can get out of the
weather. Just run down there and see. How you all make out during this heat? It'd give us trouble over here.
It did us too, but we had to endure it.
Well, I tell you what happens. You see, if we didn't have these old screens and cut out these trees around here, we'd have a little circulation.
Boy, you'd have so much heat till it wouldn't do you no good.
Yes.
I wouldn't give my trees. Ooh, no.
Trim them up, that's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
Trim them up. Now, you've got yours trimmed up.
No, I haven't either. I wished I did have.
Well, you do everywhere except there across the road.
No, sir, Mr. Miles, they're not. Them there old trees there in the back, I got some limbs. Needs cutting off the worst kind.
Well, look how much we got here, you see. The air can't hardly get in here at all unless it's...
We run out of fan all night long.
Well, that's what I'm asking. I get tired listening to it.
I don't. I can't go to sleep unless the things are running. Pretty good size. Mr. Manus gave it to me. Dr. Manus's uncle.
Sticks. I can't walk.
You know good and well you wouldn't have to walk.
Well,
I'm going to get this. Call Miss Miles and say, Miss Miles, I want to go across the River Styx, please, ma'am.
Miss Miles stays so busy, she just holds me all the time.
Well, I don't. When I catch you coming from the store or something, it's about the only time I get to see you.
Mm-hmm. But I was over here Tuesday, and we had a long talk about you.
You did?
Oh, yes, me.
What did Daisy tell
what
you?
What I about? Have to, no, when I go there, what I get, fish, meat, stuff. I used to bring me stuff over there, side that road. That's what we were talking about.
It is.
You're right. Daisy was doing the talking, because they didn't know nothing about it. Do you fish now? Well, you didn't know where I was, did you?
Yeah, don't you know I stopped up there last year?
Yes, you did. Well, how come you wouldn't bring me a fish?
Well, I just ain't, I don't know, I just ain't been down this way. This is the first time I've been down this way.
This is the first time you've been over here a long time.
That sure is.
Well, what you doing over there?
Just staying over there by myself.
How come you over there by yourself?
Well, Marvin, he's working at the university.
Hmm?
Marvin's working at the university. And I ain't got nobody to stay with me. You won't come stay with me.
Yeah?
Well,
you could come stay with me if you would do it.
Uh-huh. I'm going to stay here by myself. You know, my husband, he stays in Fulton Mile the most of the time.
What does he stand for? You mean he don't stay with you?
No, he work in Fulton Mile. Now, he been
You mean Big Ben?
Yeah. Now, he come home in June. He stayed away from here 9 months this time. Before he come back, and he come, so he's getting ready to go back to Fulton Mile.
You ain't that cow's about gone.
Hmm?
You ain't that cow's about gone.
Mm-hmm.
I won't go home.
Yes, sir. I just think my daddy's saying something about you, but I didn't know. Mr. Gusser was dead. You know it's been a long time.
You did.
Since you was over here.
You've been over to your house since that. Why?
Since he died.
Yeah.
And you told me, I know.
And we sat down and talked about
and
it.
And I forgot it. Well, how's the weeks?
I don't know no more about them than you do.
Don't know no more?
Don't know any more.
Well, anyway. You living, you don't have to worry about it.
You know, ain't no lie, health ain't no race, ain't one of her names. I washed and I ironed and I scrubbed and I loved and I tucked and I helped them. And then Mr. Guthrie helped give them money and helped them. And Ashley got killed.
So he got killed?
Ashley, that's the baby boy.
Yeah.
And she got a hold of a little money.
Well,
and she bought her a place, and they built on there and live in there.
Well, and where do they live?
Well, now she sold out, you know, Mike's dead.
Oh, yeah. Just her and the children?
Mm-hmm. And she lives with Lucy, the baby girl.
Mm-hmm.
She sold her place.
Why?
Well, she didn't have nobody to stay with her.
But you ain't gonna sell yours.
Mm-mm.
That's your home and you appreciate it enough to keep it.
I ain't gonna sell my home.
I was most to your house one day, week 4 days. But I was with somebody, you see. I was just looking around. I couldn't afford to ask them to bring me up there to see you. But I'll never forget you.
You won't.
Never will, Miss Mayo. Never. grandma was asking me, did I know you before you married Mr. Guthrie? I said, yeah, I know it for a good while. So she married Mr. Guthrie. I said, when she married him, she was nothing but a girl. I said, but he was a grown old man. I said, and the surprisest thing to me, she's still with him. I said, you think she's going to stay with that old man so long?
And if they all stayed with him. I stayed with Mr. Guthrie with a good man.
Oh, yes, you did.
He was good to me.
Well, the boy you raised, he's not there now, is he? He ain't with you, is he?
I raised two boys, you know.
Hmm?
You know, I raised two boys.
That's what I'm talking about.
One for my sister. Daisy, you ought to see him. He's lying up on the side of his back with one leg cut off.
Oh.
And they talking about taking off the other one.
The upper leg?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what happened?
He got hurt at archery last year in the foundry. Two big steel beams fell on him and broke him all to pieces. And he just lying there in a cast.
Well, did he have family?
Yeah, him and his first family had first wife separated.
Yeah.
And he, you know how they say,
from pitiful.
He married again into a worship family.
As I told, these young folks don't know how to be married.
They don't.
They don't. They know what it takes to be married.
That's crazy. You, let's go. Miss
Mom? Miss Mom? I bet y'all do somewhere.
I bet y'all
been
looking at them folks and stuff.
Yeah, the club's not over and I got to go.
Yeah, well, I'm glad to see this.
I'll take her back.
Well,
you think you can? Sure. Well,
we'll watch that a little bit. However, it seems like the
Cattle
over
here. Sure is glad to see you. You know, Miss Ma's so nice. She come over every Tuesday and get me.
She does.
And bring me over here and we talk. And
well, I don't go every Tuesday. Every once in a while when she's been working hard.
10 minute Tuesdays she missed. When we get,
I see her down there hoeing.
Now one Tuesday full day, she didn't get me. Because she had an appointment with the doctor for her husband.
Mm-hmm.
So she had to take care of him.
Mm-hmm. Well, I tell you, she gets out there and she gets too hot. I have to give her some Gatorade or something.
Well, give her some Gatorade and cook her some cooler eggs.
Hmm?
Well, we Miss Liza lived down there and we liked her. And Miss Daisy and Miss Bessie, and we just, you know, they are neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
And when I find her at the store, I bring her home sometimes. I'm not a very good neighbor, but I'm pretty good.
Well, we'll go, I think. No.
Daisy, you ain't scared of that lightning?
Hmm?
You ain't scared of the lightning?
Oh, yes, I am. I'm scared of the
lightning.
Well,
let's just wait a few minutes and see what it's going to do.
See if it's going to do it again.
Have you always been scared of lightning?
Yes, ma'am. Always been scared of it. Some folks ain't. Now, my granddaughter, she don't care nothing about it.
Mopsy people ain't no more afraid of
it. Don't pay it no attention. Whatever she doing, she does it right on. I don't care how it's lightning or what it's doing. Well, you see, when it starts lightning and thunder and going on so much, I don't have nothing to do.
No,
I don't have nothing to do for nobody. I get myself on a corner somewhere. I tell them I ain't hiding, but I just want to sit right here.
Well, I tell you what, I'll just step out here and see what that. You can't tell, though, Miss Mary.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Can't tell.
Well, you're raising chickens now, right on. Well, that's all the company.
Do you think that is?
Well, you're safer in a car than you are anywhere else. If you may have some lightning and some thunder, but you're safer on wheels and the tires than you are.
When
else.
You coming back off?
I really couldn't say.
Hmm?
I really couldn't say.
Oh no. But when you come back here, you bring me a mess of fish, you hear?
Oh, sure, Sophie. I'm gonna carry you on home with me.
Huh?
I'm gonna carry you on home with me.
No, I can't go. I've got to stay here. You see? I'm in trouble, baby.
What are you in trouble about?
Huh? Well, my granddaughter had a wreck Sunday.
And she'll have to tell you.
Well, she killed her second boy and another boy. So she got two boys in the hospital. But she's home. She come home yesterday morning, but she's no good. But it's trying to arrange the funeral for 2:00 Sunday.
Oh, my goodness.
All right.
I'm ready.
I'm just going to stick around till something's over.
Your daughter?
My granddaughter.
Second boy.
They had been to the beach and coming back, they're going to get some homework trying to make a note and get something in the road. You know, it was raining.
I'll be
trying
to call
or trying to
go.
That's marvelous tape. That's just marvelous tape. This is the end of Channel 2 Right. The end of Channel 2 Right. And I've got 3 full tapes. And this last one, beginning around 600, was Miss Daisy came in. That's the end of this little session. This remarkable, this marvelous session, this most unexpected session with Mary Guthrie, on Thursday. The 13th of August 1970, Thursday the 13th of August 1970, and this is the end of that long, fine visit, Mary Guthrie, on Thursday the 13th of August 1970, and this is the end of Channel 2 Right, the end of Channel 2 Right, and all 3 of these sides are full of that fine visit from Mary Guthrie on a Thursday, the 13th of August, 1970.